Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. And I want to welcome you to Crown Talking Drums Broadcast Network. Where the Apostle Willie J. Armstrong is founder and CEO. And I am your host, Renee, for tonight. And I want to welcome you all, or welcome you. And tonight I am continuing a series starting from an introduction that I had done on November 13th, 2023, on a Monday, and thereafter I was supposed to bring the first part of a two-part series titled Matters of the Heart, Matters of the Heart. And I am going to start part one tonight. And before I begin, I'm going to pray. Prayer is always appropriate. Prayer is how we communicate with God and how we give glory to God for all that He has done. Given we've just come through what traditionally we celebrate Thanksgiving Day. However, Thanksgiving is every day. Every day, because we all have our lives. We owe God our very lives, and we have to be thankful every day of our lives, because had it not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I call you Elohim, Elohim, because that is your Hebrew name, oh God. And I desire to have a closer relationship with you, God. You know me by name, oh God. Why shouldn't I call you by your name? So, Father God, my Creator, our Creator, the Most High God, we come to you, I come to you, God, giving you thanks, honor, and glory. Thanking you, God, for waking me up this morning, and Lord, waking us all up this morning, Father God. We don't take for granted, oh God, some didn't make it up today. Some didn't open their eyes today, oh God. And for that, oh God, we ask that you touch the bereaved and console their hearts, oh God. Because, Lord, we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so, Father God, we thank you. I come to you on behalf of the world, oh God, thanking you, Lord, thanking you for giving us another day, oh God, keeping your angels encamped all around about us all night long as we slept, oh God, and bringing us safely through the day. Even, God, I thank you because Lord, not only did you bring me safely through the day, but you brought my loved ones safely through the day. And I thank you, God. Father, Lord, I ask you to come in the midst of this podcast, oh God. Father, Lord, let everything I say and everything that proceeds from my heart, oh God, be to give you the glory, you all the honor, not me, oh God. Take me out of self, oh God. Just use me, oh God, as your vessel. Have me to do what you will, oh God. And Father, Lord, I ask that somebody, oh God, even those, oh God, who know you for the pardoning of their sins, oh God, but just desire, oh God, a closer walk with you, a closer relationship with you, God. Let them receive a word, oh God, that will burn deep within their hearts, oh God. And Father, not only for those who know you for the pardoning of their sins, oh God. But there are so many, oh God, that do not know you, oh God, for the pardoning of their sins. Oh, Almighty God, let somebody hear the word. Let somebody get hungry, oh God, and get thirsty, oh God. Create a thirst within inside of them, oh God, and a fire that will burn, O Holy Spirit, that says, I yield. What must I do to be saved? Father, Lord, I ask in the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, our Savior, amen and amen and amen. And tonight again, I'm not going to go into a recap of the scriptures of the discussion, actually, that I went into pretty much in depth on November 13th. So I'm going to ask that you will go back, if you will, and at the end of the program, I will give you the website in which you can go back and review it. But tonight I'm going to carry on in the name of Jesus. And so I'm going to read a scripture coming from the book of Jeremiah. And I'm going to be coming from the New King James Version. The New King James Version. And that will be Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 17, 9-10. Jeremiah 17:9-10. And it reads as such. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his, I'm going to stop right there. The word of the Lord has been blessed. Father God, I thank you for the reading of your word. Let us meditate on it. And right now I'm going to discuss, I'm going to go into part one of matters of the heart. And I'm praying that I can get through this tonight. Let me start out by saying, whether we seek guidance from the Old Testament or the New Testament, the entire Word of God is the unfolding of God's story to man. Every biblical character has encountered issues that have sprung forth from the heart. There is no systematic order or scientific explanation in the Bible that will exclusively define the heart in a physical or spiritual sense. However, what you will find if you are willing to explore beyond the scope of what's written in the scripture, if you are willing to step out of the barriers, the barriers of religion, of culture and tradition, of course, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then prayerfully, as the Spirit of God is a revealer, my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will stir up a self-awareness within all of us to be more conscientious of what we allow to take residence in our hearts. That is my hope and my prayer and my desire. Now then, the word heart is mentioned over 600 times in the Old Testament, and at least 120 times in the New Testament. The extensive use of the word heart in all its varied implications places it in a position of supreme importance in a biblical sense. The heart is also important because of its bearing upon the spiritual life of the child of God. For a man to fully comprehend God's way, spiritual life, he must realize that the Lord commands man to love God with all his heart. Now, you're going to hear me mention man over and over again, and do not think I'm picking on you, men. I am merely referring to mankind, humans, the human race, mankind. And so the Young's literal translation of Matthew 22:37 reads, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all our understanding. And what this basically means is one of the many attributes of God is love. He is our creator. He's the creator of our lives. We are created in the image and likeness of God. Therefore, to love others, the driving source, the driving force upon which we should do so, must come from God. Our God-given attributes displayed within the heart. But everyone is not capable of loving others. And I don't mean that, and I'll explain why. Why? Because a rebirthing must occur within the heart. This is why the scripture tells us, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. That comes from First John 4 and 7. So then spiritually, the heart is the seat of the entire man. The Old Testament references it as being the midst of the deep, as in the midst of the sea. According to my evangelistic dictionary of theology, the third edition by author Walter A. Elwell, he says that is how he explains it. But now spiritually, there are two components, as I discussed in my previous discussion on November 13th. There are two components of the heart. One being the conscious mind, the other being the subconscious mind. The conscious mind, for all practical reasons, I will refer to it as the brain. I refer to it, why? Because it is constantly moving. It constantly receives information from the senses and downloads it, as I sort of refer to it as a big computer, a computer. So as a computer would download the data to its hard drive, the senses downloads it to the subconscious mind, which is the heart. In my previous discussion 2 weeks ago in the introduction to the matters of the heart, whereas I discussed the function of the conscious mind, I discussed the function of the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And when you get a moment, review it. Now, spiritually, our Creator, Elohim, designed us so that we, as mankind, is designed body, soul, and spirit. Now that I have gone over sort of the anatomy of the heart, the soul consists of the mind, will, and emotions. The soul and spirit work together interchangeably. It is therefore, it helps us to understand sin and the rebirth or being born again. Understand, it is the soul that God is after, because the soul is subjected to sin. The heart, the conscious and the subconscious mind stores all our desires, good and bad. But it is the soul that consists of the will. Whereas there is a battle going on, a battle of the mind, a battle between the flesh and the spirit. There's an old gospel hymn that says, if your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. This is why the Bible says, the Lord will not let the godly go hungry, but he refuses to satisfy the craving of the wicked. In other words, God will help us if we desire to do God's will. If we choose to do God's will. Remember, God gives us freedom of will. He doesn't make us. He doesn't handle us like robots. But he desires that we do his will. And he will not tolerate our cravings to continue in sin. This is why the Bible also tells us, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Why does God desire our soul to prosper? God desires our soul to prosper because he desires our will. He desires us to be have a connection to him, as just as man once had a relationship with God, a relationship where in that man and God were close. They had. It was an intimate relationship. God was man's. Man wanted for nothing. If you read back in Genesis, the first man, Adam, and Eve, They walked, God walked in the garden. His presence was with them. They had every yielding fruit, anything that he provided for them. There was nothing that they needed. They were close. But after the fall, which occurs in Genesis 3, somewhere around Genesis 3 and 15, I believe, man became distant from God. It was then that man was wide open to sin. It was then that man had to, God cast man out of the Garden of Eden. Everything that was available at man's hand was no longer available. It was then that God appointed man to work the ground, to grow food from the ground, and man would have be laboring for what he needed. Man was no longer man at that point before the fall. Man wasn't destined to die, but after that, man was destined to die. And so that we fall easily. We are a prey to sin. Our every day that we go along in this world is governed by the prince of darkness. He wants us to be ignorant. Darkness means to be ignorant. He wants us to walk around with blindfolds on our eyes. And he doesn't attack. It's not so much that he goes after our body, but he's after our heart, our soul too. Because if the devil gets our soul, he's no match for God. The battle has already been won. So what does he do? He goes after God's people. And that's why it is so, the Bible tells us to take heed to what we hear. Take heed to what we consume, in other words, in our heart, in the mind, because out of it flows the issues of life. Our heart is consumed with all the issues of life, and if we don't guard our hearts, because in actuality, we are the gatekeepers of our hearts. Of our hearts, we are the gatekeepers. That means our focus, if we keep our focus on the world and the things that are going on in the world, we think like the world. We act like the world. Hence, the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So is he. So therefore, the heart reflects the man, and the man reflects the heart. But if we take heed to what we hear, the things we watch on the media, the things that go on in the world, if we're not so easily if we don't fall so easily prey into those things, if we don't get so easily consumed by those things, these issues, these things that go on in our heart, we won't have to have our soul corrupted by these things that go on in the heart. And if you are not walking, if you are walking in the flesh, if you're walking in the flesh and not the spirit, you're fighting a losing battle. Because you cannot fight sin on your own. We cannot fight sin on our own. We need the Holy Spirit. And so, with that, I am going to continue with this next week. And hopefully I will have wrapped it all up. The Spirit of God will have it come in the midst of it and just put everything in perspective. And so I'm going to open the lines at this time for any discussion or any comments. Feel free to comment, express your opinions. We can certainly agree, come together and agree orderly. Anyone at this time? Will there be anyone at this time? I always say, if you have something to say, someone out there may need to hear it. You just may be, the Holy Spirit just may be using you as the vessel to reach someone else who needs to hear from your perspective. Will there be anyone at this time? If not, I am going to leave us with a couple of scriptures and sort of go over, not just mention briefly what I'm going to discuss, what I am going to discuss next Monday. God is willing. God is always willing. It's us. But one scripture that I'd like to pass on is Proverbs 4:23. Proverbs 4:23 tells us, and you can read this from any translation you choose to. I will be reading from the ESV. Keep your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence. For from it flows the spring of life. It is so important for us to be aware of our surroundings, aware of not just our surroundings, but our children's surroundings. We live in a technology world. And in this technology world, our children basically come out of the womb knowing how to work the phones, the cell phones. Some of them know how to work it better than us. And it is so important that we monitor what they're watching, what's going on inside of those new heads.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi.
This is your daughter. I wasn't able to get off mute earlier, but I just did want to comment on your message today. But first of all,
sure.
I appreciated the message. And, you know, when you talk about the heart, we all understand how important the heart is from, like, a human anatomy perspective. But
mm-hmm.
the way you broke it down spiritually, it makes me realize how much more important it is to, you know, to guard your heart at all times.
Yeah.
You know, what
yeah.
is in it, what comes
yeah.
in it, what goes out of it. And so I just
yeah.
appreciated the and I'm proud of you and I love you. Okay, that's it.
I love you too. Is was that Evangelist Valerie? Evangelist Valerie? Well, I do love you and I thank you for your comment. And
Mama,
you know, God gets the glory. Hello?
Mommy, that was me. Thank you. Your daughter.
That's you, Larnie?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I didn't recognize your voice. I love you, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you for calling. And God gets the glory. God gets the glory. God gets the glory. Because that's what it's all about. If we can help others to realize the impact on what goes on in the heart, what we take in the heart, and not just look at it from a spiritual point of view, but I mean from a physical point of view, but recognize it from a spiritual point of view. So that I am so sorry. I didn't even recognize my baby's voice. I love you. Will there be anyone else? Will there be anyone else? I was saying how we as parents, and I certainly been guilty of that when I was young and didn't know any better. Not guarding, because I am the one who God appointed me as steward. That is what he appoints all of us as stewards. We are the ones that are responsible for guarding. Hello?
Hello?
Evangelist,
can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm on
yes,
the train.
I can.
I'm not sure. I want to thank you for your teaching tonight. I only wish that I had received that type of teaching when I was in high school and even in college. I kept equating the heart from a physical, biological perspective and trying to understand it that way as opposed to looking at it from the spiritual. Nobody told me that. Nobody taught me. They just kept saying you must love God with all your heart. Well, all I saw was something inside of me pumping blood.
And it was a
little stretch for me at that time to look at things from the spiritual perspective and to understand that, yes, just as the heart is the central organ in the body, it's the central position in the spirit realm as well.
That's right. That's right, Apostle. That is right. And you know, I was in the same position. And that's all I heard was, love the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your soul, you know, all your mind. And I couldn't separate, I'm loving God from the physical. Not thinking that the word is, God is telling us we got to love him spiritually.
Right.
God is spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to not only worship him in spirit and truth, but we've got to love him in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And spirit, we are God. God has breathed the breath of life into us, and we become living beings. So God has imparted his attributes into us, and these are the things. You see, the Bible tells us also that when I was speaking about love in the heart is important, because not only does love help us to love one another the way God desires us to, but the Word of God says love covers what? A multitude of sin. A multitude of sin. So, yes, the heart is very important. We can't neglect the heart. We can't deprive the heart of God's word. This is why it's so important for us to guard our heart, as the word says, guard our heart. Because out of it, it does spring the issues of life. But the good news is, if we guard our hearts, what will happen is like the woman at the well, sort of. When Jesus stopped and took the time to talk with her, and at one moment, he said this water will be, you know, like a fountain. You know, you drink from the fountain. But after a while, when she began to listen to Jesus and she began to get the word cultivated in her heart, out of her belly flowed rivers of water. And it is in the heart where all power, God gives us power, not only to have will to turn from sin and to do his will, but we also carry that on to our children and their children's children. And then we also gain a closer relationship with God. And so with that, I'm going to ask is, thank you, Apostle, for your comment. God bless you. God bless your travel. Will there be anyone else? Anyone else? I have a few minutes before I go into prayer. next week, next Monday, I would like to wrap pretty much this up, but that depends on the Spirit of God. And so what I would like to go over and discuss is how the heart works to bring us vision, to bring our visions to existence. You see, the Word of God says faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. So, if we hear the Word of God, and the more we act on the Word of God, and the more we put it into practice, the visions, the purpose that God has created us for, will come to exist. And then we will go over at that time some the solutions which are found in the Word of God to not, well, actually to stop, because we can't stop sin. Sin is going to go on. But if we allow the Spirit of God to be what I call the software, I equated it with last week, but he's the software that comes in and cleans up the hard drive, and if I may say. If we allow the Spirit of God to clean us up, give us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, then we'll be walking in the will of God. And it's not so hard to walk in the will of God. I think that's what kind of scares a lot of people. It's not that hard if you try. So with that, I am going to end this broadcast by going into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Elohim. I thank you because you do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can think or imagine, all that I can ever hope to be. You, oh God, you take over and you perform the will. Oh Father God, I thank you for this broadcast, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in the lives of people as I'm praying right now, oh God, because you are a right now God. Oh, Father God, help us to understand. You are a right now God. It may not get done when we think it should get done. Things should get done, oh God. But you, oh Lord, do things in your time. And your time is not our time. Your ways is not our ways, oh Lord. We thank you, oh Father. We thank you for coming in the midst, oh Lord. Just coming before your presence, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, I thank you that this message, oh God, that you get the glory, not me, oh God. You get the glory, oh God, and that many people, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, I'm believing, oh God, I receive it, and I'm believing and declaring that there will be many, oh God, who will listen to this message, oh God, and will get a renewing of their hearts, oh God, a renewing of their minds, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, we can say that we want to be saved, oh God. But it is trying to rebirth people, oh God. That is the hard job, oh God. And that's what we can't do, oh God. We can bring the people before you, oh God. We can put them before you in prayer, oh God. But it is your Holy Spirit, oh God, that can only circumcise their hearts, oh God, and remove the sin, remove the stoniness, oh God, the unwillingness, oh God, to do your will, oh God. Father, Lord, Jesus, you declare in your word, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Lord, teach us, oh God, your ways and your statutes, oh God, your principles, oh God. Help us to realize, oh God, that you don't make any mistakes. Oh God, and that if you said it, oh God, you meant it, oh God. Father, Lord, you are with us right by our side every step that we take, oh God. You promise never to leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Oh, Father God, we can do all things, oh God, through you that strengthen us, Lord Jesus. In our weakest moments, oh Lord, in our sinful desires, oh God, in the fleshly lust of our sinful desires, oh God, help us, Lord, to realize that we got to get up every day, oh God, pray, seek your face, oh Lord, turn from our wicked ways, beat this flesh, oh God. We got to do our part, oh God. We've got to, and we can't fight sin, oh God, by ourselves, oh God. We can't fight sin in this carnal state, oh God. Help us to realize, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, help us to realize that the sin can enter into our homes, oh God, enter into our very lives, oh God. Sin goes in the White House, oh God. We worrying about who gets in the White House, oh God. We need to be worrying about you cleaning up the White House, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, clean us up. Stir in us, oh God, a spirit to do right and do your will, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, it is not your will that any of us should perish, oh God. Oh, Father, that we should all come to the fullness of knowing you, oh God. And, Father, Lord, give us a closer relationship with you, oh Lord. Let us feel and be in commune with you, oh God. As we pray in our homes, oh God, as we pray on our jobs, oh God, as we pray from our places of destination, when we get in our cars, oh God. Father, Lord, help us to realize that you are omnipresent everywhere at the same time, oh God. You can be in China and you can be in the U.S. at the same time. You can be in the hospital room, in the jailhouse, oh God, helping, Lord, at the same time. Hearing our prayers, oh God, at the same time, oh God. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I ask that you go into the hospital rooms right now, oh God. Touch, heal, deliver, oh God. Set people free, oh God. Go into the houses where those are suffering from all manner of abuse, oh God, sexual abuse, oh God, alcohol addiction, oh God. Let them know Lord. Let them know, Yahweh, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You sent your Son, Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross, O God, for our sins, O God, for the sins of the world. Don't let his dying be in vain, O God. Help us to not let his dying be in vain, O God. O Father, Lord, but help us to realize he rose. He rose again, and he got up with all power in his hand and all authority. And he went, he gave us a comforter, oh God, to lead us into all truth, oh God, and to give us power and authority, oh God, to trample over the enemy, control over sin, oh God, to control over our wicked ways, oh God, that we don't have to do anything, oh God. We don't have to act the way the devil wants us to act. We don't have to behave in the manner that the enemy wants us to act. But, Father, we can do your will and serve you, oh God. Serve you from here, from now, oh God, to glory, to glory. Father, Lord, I thank you. I ask these things in your precious name, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. I bid you all shalom. Shalom, that's peace. Amen. Have a good evening.